In the summertime, when the stifling heat and sweaty humidity come crushing down on you, imagine putting on a fur coat. It seems intuitive to want to take that fur off. I took an informal poll at the Schuylkill River Dog Run during 90-degree weather, and I found that owners have different ideas about giving their dogs a summer cut.
This is a short cut for the summer. Wheaton Terrier. They don't shed. They need a trim just to regulate the heat, I guess.
I give them trims. I mean, I groom them all the time, but I don't do what some people do, which is shave their dogs down in the summer.
We've never had her groomed. We just cut out the dreadlocks. I've heard that like the hair doesn't grow back right.
I normally take off his undercoat. Not the outer hair itself, but most German Shepherds and dogs like him have like an undercoat. And I'm originally from India, so we had German Shepherds in India, where the heat is like perpetual.
Dog fur is complicated. Many dogs, even some short-haired breeds, have two layers of hair, an undercoat and an overcoat. In the winter, two fur coats is a great idea. In the summertime, it seems unbearable, but dogs do not experience heat the same way people do.
Dogs do not sweat through their skin. They get rid of heat, excess heat, by panting or through the pads of their paws.
That is Debbie Mandel. She works in the emergency room of the University of Pennsylvania's veterinary school.
Clipping them is not really going to give them extra release of heat through their skin, actually going to make them more susceptible to sunburn.
Mandel explains that layers of dog fur work together to form an insulation system, kind of like a thermos.
It can do hot or cold. They can trap cold air if they're in an air-conditioned house. They'll keep that layer of cold air close to their skin when they go outside. So it still protects them in the summer.
She stresses that dogs should not get haircuts. It does them more harm than good. Some owners disagree.
The same is true with veterinarians. Veterinarians have vastly different opinions on this.
This is another vet, Dr. Michael Cohen. He's with Center City Veterinarian.
I definitely have clients that say that their dog seems much happier when they shave them down. They just feel cooler. The other side of that is that I see dogs, especially Pomeranians or Arctic breeds like Huskies, their hair will not grow back correctly.
As it happens, I own a dog with a double coat. He's a Great Pyrenees mix. Watson was not designed to walk Philadelphia pavement in the summer. He was bred to live on a mountainside in France, guarding sheep. So in an attempt to make him more comfortable in the city, I brought him to a dog groomer. Courtney Golden, she works at Doggy Style in South Philadelphia.
So when we go downstairs, we're going to start with, he's going to get like a really good blowout first, to blow out all the loose coat. It'll help loosen some of these mats that are in the back.
Much as I try to stay on top of his grooming, Watson still gets mats in his fur. And there's hair all over the house.
It's totally up to you, though. People come in all the time and they know that, you know, they don't want to deal with the hair. But yeah, I would recommend a light trim on him, really.
Ultimately, a dog's health does not depend on a haircut. It depends on how well the owner manages his activity. Whether in the Pyrenees Mountains or on the streets of Philadelphia, Dr. Cohen says it's natural to be lazy in August.
These dogs are not going to be running around on the trails in the middle of daylight with no shade. They're going to go under a tree somewhere nice and cool, maybe by, you know, a nice little stream, and they're going to chill out. I think they can be here with no problems as long as we don't try to force them on a run with no shade.
Most cases of heat stroke in dogs do not happen in late summer, but rather in the cooler temperatures of spring. Cohen says as soon as the days warm up after winter, owners who are itching to get outside take their dogs running before they can adapt to the season. So it's the dogs that suffer from the owner's enthusiasm. For The Pulse, I'm Peter Crimmins.